Thank you, everyone, for your comments today. We'll move on to our consent agenda. All items appearing on the consent agenda are considered in one motion if no member of the RTC wishes an item to be removed. All right, do we have any public comment on our consent agenda? Seeing none in person, seeing none online, we will...
Consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We don't have anyone joining us online from the commission today, so we'll do a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. Moving down to our regular agenda, item 25, commissioner reports. Do we have any commissioner reports at this end? Seeing none, any commissioner reports at this end? Yes, go ahead.
We got to do the tour with Caltrans of the pedestrian bike bridge this other last week and look at the auxiliary lanes as well. And it looks like they're moving forward with the work. Despite the amount of rain that we've had, they're still pretty much on schedule and it's looking good. They mentioned the EVs for All event in Salinas, trying to get folks in communities like Watsonville, Salinas to purchase EVs. And it was a good day out there talking to families and people about EVs. And so just wanted to report that back.
Thank you. Any further commissioner reports? All right, I will just share briefly in the city of Capitola, we are working on a quick build traffic calming project at Bay Avenue. So be prepared in the spring. You're going to see a reduction of some lanes, some changes in the options at the intersection at Knob Hill. It is for safety reasons to ensure that traffic is moving slower and pedestrians have more opportunity to safely cross. So do be aware of that. It's coming this spring. Okay, with that, we will move on to our director's report.
Morning, commissioners. Work recently got underway on Highway 1 auxiliary lanes, bus on shoulder project between Bay Avenue, Porter Street and State Park Drive. This project will also construct a bicycle and pedestrian overcrossing at Mar Vista Drive and replace the existing Capitola Avenue crossing. In order to construct the new overcrossing, a long-term closure of Capitola Avenue is needed. On Monday, March 11th at 9 a.m., crews will close the Capitola Avenue overcrossing to prepare for the demolition of the bridge. The closure will be in effect for about 14 months. Additionally, a 24-hour full closure of Highway 1 is needed for the demolition of the current overcrossing. This full closure will take place from Saturday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. through Sunday, March 24th at 7 p.m. between the Bay Avenue, Porter Street, and Park Avenue interchanges. Demolition crews will use this 24-hour closure to safely demolish the overcrossing and haul materials away. Sarah Christensen, our senior transportation engineer, will provide more information on this project later on our agenda. As Commissioner Hernandez mentioned, we, along with Commissioner Koenig, Montesino, and staff, had the opportunity to tour the Highway 1 Auxiliary Lane Bus on Shoulder project between 41st Avenue and Soquel. The project also includes the Chanticleer bicycle and pedestrian overcrossing. We got an up-close look at the overcrossing, which is going to improve regional connectivity for bicycles and pedestrians. And this project, along with our other phases of the Highway 1 projects, will help transform how people travel throughout our community. If other commissioners are interested in a tour like this of this project or other projects, please let me know and we'll set something up. Lastly, later this month, Commissioner Hernandez and I will be attending the CivicWell Policymakers Conference, which will include sessions on sustainable funding strategies for infrastructure and lessons on cross-jurisdictional governance from transportation. Commissioners, that concludes my report. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Reese. The overcrossing, the pedestrian overcrossing, the Chanticleer will be done presumably before the highway between Soquel and 41st. Is it likely that people will be able to use that prior to that, the highway portion of that being done?
That's a fantastic question. Sarah?
Thank you, Director Weiss. We have been looking into that. We're evaluating whether that's a possibility. but it's not looking like that's going to be likely because although the structure work will be complete, there's quite a bit more railing, lighting, and other aesthetic feature installations that need to be done. And typically at the end of a construction project, there is a closeout period where the project is accepted by, you know, the owner. So the owner of the bridge is county. So county would have to accept the bridge. And I just don't think that the construction activities are going to work out in a way that we can open it early, unfortunately. But it's just around the corner next year. So.
Spring. 2025.
All right. Any further questions from commissioners? All right, thank you. Do we have any public comment on the director's report? Seeing none in the room and no hands raised online, we'll go now to our Caltrans report.